Can I throw a couple of numbers at you? Because numbers are numbers, and numbers are numbers.
Right, except when they're your numbers.
No, I'd like to claim these as my numbers.
Yeah.
Okay? That means they matter. All right? Here we go. First of all, the Warriors lead the league in deflections per game, 26 per game, 104 total so far this year. The next highest total is from the Raptors, who are almost 30 deflections behind the Golden State Warriors. 29 more deflections on defense than the second place team.
Man, that's a lot of deflections.
Thank you. Thank you.
Does that lead to steals? Is there a...
Yes.
Well, I mean, is there a metric that, like, deflections to steals and deflections to being a good defense, or is that just a number?
I mean,
I'm looking for some context, because I've never really thought about deflections as it related to an overall defense.
Here's how I relate to it. Steve Kerr said before the season started, we want to be a much scrappier defensive team, and that's the word that I use when you're deflecting a lot of balls, and I saw it a lot last night. This team plays hard on defense, and they are now not just dependent on one or two, GP2 and Draymond, elite defensive players. There's now more out there. Melton's a good defensive player. He wasn't even out there last night, but I thought Waters was fantastic on defense. I think that there's a tone that gets set. I thought Moses Moody had some moments on defense. We know that Kyle Anderson plays hard on the defensive end. There is a tone that has been set with this team to play much harder. And this is where the depth comes into play. You're allowed to play much harder.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to play 35 minutes.
True, true. And you don't have to play more than 5 minutes or 6 minutes at a time, certainly. Just looking at the numbers, and I know numbers are numbers, but
they are
12th in the league in steals, but they're second right now early on in points allowed, allowing only 102 a game. Part of that, though, is the reality that they've played a terrible Portland team and a not very good Utah team.
Maybe.
In two of their four, they've played against two bad teams.
Well, be careful with that. Like, you're not wrong.
No, I won't be careful with it. They're bad.
Well, they're bad.
I'll say it with my chest.
But that doesn't necessarily mean you get to just compile stats against them. This Pelicans team went to Portland and played two games. They lost one of them.
Sure.
And they won the other one by two. So...
Maybe the Pelicans aren't very good either.
Maybe they're not. Maybe they're not.
So, and time will tell. And, you know, based on what we saw last night with the Pelicans giving that effort against this Warrior team without Steph Curry, without Andrew Wiggins, you're down two starters. You're down three of your top 12 because it's a 12-man rotation.
13.
And, right, it's 13 now, maybe even more. And I know that they were down players as well, but you came in with two or actually all three of your best players, and you got beat by 20? What the hell, New Orleans?
Yep, and now they're down two more of their best players,
correct,
by the way.
Yeah,
we haven't even mentioned that yet, but C.J. McCollum is out. Herb Jones is out. Andrew Wiggins is a question mark tonight, and Tim Roy told us last night that Andrew might play in this one tonight, so we still don't know, and we will pass that along as soon as that news comes down.
Jordan Hawkins for the Pelicans, also questionable in this one.
My goodness. So they're down at least four of their probably, what would you say, top seven?
Sure.
Maybe even top seven or eight players.
Yep.
I got another numbers or numbers and numbers and numbers for
I
you.
Love it. I love
numbers
it.
Numbers are numbers and numbers are numbers.
Thank you, caller. The Golden State Warriors are averaging 61 points per game from their bench. That is 10 points higher than the second place team in the NBA. So my message to Jonathan Kuminga, dude, the bench can be cool. Last night, the bench was cool. Don't get swayed by the fact that you don't get your name called by the yelling person at Chase Center before the game starts.
Franco Finn.
Don't get swayed by that. Don't get swayed by the fact that Shams is tweeting benched right below your face.
Right.
don't do that. The bench is cool. The bench can be cool. You got more minutes off the bench than you did as a starter. You got more points off the bench than you did as a starter. The team played better with you off the bench than they did as a starter. And because of the depth of this team, they are going to need and rely on a lot of stuff from their bench. The bench is cool. Be cool.
Well, everyone is, you know, for the most part, off the bench. And if you want to look at what this team has done to start games, they've been bad to start games. With Steph, without Steph, you've dug a hole in, I believe, all four of the games. They've come out and they've trailed. By the time you made your first substitution, you have trailed.
Arguably, your best first quarter was the game you lost.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And even last night, again, so Kuminga doesn't start, and he comes off the bench and has his best night. So for me, the whole thing about starting or off the bench, and I thought about this in the NFL with Jordan Mason, because Jordan Mason was terrific all year, and then you got to a game, and on the first snap from scrimmage, Deebo Samuel, and it happened again this last weekend, Deebo was the starting running back. So Jordan Mason didn't start the game because on the first snap, it was Deebo who was the running back. So the idea about starting gets so overblown. And for Shams and other people to say that Jonathan Kuminga was benched is total nonsense, because when you get benched, that means you don't play. And you don't play for a reason. And usually it's for discipline or bad play. And this was not Jonathan Kuminga's case.
Right.
He wasn't benched. He came off the bench and played more and scored more. So what are we doing here?
We are at Thrive City getting ready for another Warrior game. It's brought to you by Xfinity. We're taking your calls. Let's go to Theo in the East Bay. Theo, thank you for calling the show. What are you doing, man?
Yeah, man, just listening to your guys' conversation. Love the Warriors so far this year, man. They're doing great. Wanted to give props where it's due, man. And, man, Mike Dunleavy, he put a hell of a team together, man. And I know it's been a conversation with how deep this roster is, but that's a good problem to have in my eyes. I mean, I remember a few years ago it was Draymond Green and a bunch of guys that should have been playing in Spain. So I love the problem that we have, man. I'm sure we'll figure it out. I think this team is set up to play with the best of them. I mean, if we got bigger teams coming in to play against us, we just put TJD in there. And, you know, against a smaller, small ball lineup defensively, you just move Draymond back there, and then you just mix and match around the players on the outside. But, you know, with this team right now, I feel like, man, I said it last year, this team is way better than what this team was last year. I know it's not good to talk about old people that were here last year, but him moving on and being with another team, it helped us out. And now we're a way better team for it.
Theo, yeah, Theo, thanks. It's a great call, and I'm glad you brought up Mike Dunleavy. I mean, he has not been the GM of this team for very long, and look what's already sort of on his resume. First of all, his very first draft, he gets two picks. They're both in the starting lineup last night already,
yeah,
Brandon Pajewski,
yeah,
and Trace Jackson Davis. Then you go into the offseason where there's a lot of pressure to make a big move. He tries, this is what I love, go after the big fish, but then don't blink if the deal is not right. Don't go crazy and overpay because you're desperate. So he doesn't play a desperate game and instead stays patient, pivots, keeps their flexibility, and then, oh, by the way, now it turns out that on draft night, based on last night, he might have pulled another rabbit out of the hat with Lindy Waters.
Might have, and think about what he did with Klay Thompson,
yep,
where he was able to turn Klay Thompson into two players in a six-team sign and trade, which is unprecedented in the association. The fact that you went from Klay to two veterans, and then you got a mid-level guy who's hurt right now, but he's rotational, and Lindy Waters, and maybe draft picks. He's been amazing so far. Hopefully, he can come off his high horse and come down and join us today.
Yeah, well, that would be great. That'd be great. Is he on his high horse?
Nah, not really.
Oh, okay.
He'd be our second tallest guest, though, if he comes on down.
That's true.
Zaza, a legit 6'11".
He's just not on the ground floor right now, so maybe he does come down
Let's
and join
go,
us.
Mike!
We'll see. It is a Warriors Wednesday. They play tonight right here on 95.7 The Game. All of it is brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances in live working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. And if you want to go to the Warriors game against the Nets on November November 25th. We're giving away our first pair of tickets coming up within the next 15 minutes. Don't call now, but get your phone ready. And this number, our contest line, please don't call now. You'll lose. But 415-523-4652. That's the number. Have that ready within the next 15 to 20 minutes. We'll do that next. We're brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Springwater. And Greg Cosell jumps in here to break down the NFL and each of its plays and players unlike any other, like he does every week right here on Willard and Dibbs.